because I was older than my brother, I was the one that had to help Dad the most and had to be out with him the most. And my brother was a little bit wimpy when he went to school. Because of that, the kids would all beat up on him. So Dad would send me to school the next day to take the boys that beat up on my brother. I'd have to take them out back of the school and beat them up. And if I didn't, then I was supposed to get a spanking at home, but Dad never spanked me for it. But he did send me to school the next day to get, he said, get those three boys and you take them to the back of the school and you tell them, oh, Billy, what for? And you give them, you give them a sock in the eye if you have to. And they, these boys would pick on him because he was such a little wimp. And he cried and wanted to go home. He didn't want to go to school and all that stuff. And he'd come get me. And one day I was sitting in the school bus and I looked up and saw him coming. And he was coming down the side of the building. And on the front of the building was these boys and they had a brick in their hand. Mm-hmm. And when he came, even with them, they took the brick and pow on his face. Oh, well, his nose bled, and was, he had got blackened eyes over it, and I had to take care of him. I tore my slip. We didn't have Kleenexes, and sometimes we didn't even have a handkerchief because we'd lose them so much. And so I tore my petticoat and used that till as much as I could. And when I couldn't tear any more off without feeling naked, I went in the school and asked my teacher for some of the rags that she washed and used for the board to clean the blackboard. So she gave them to me. And the bus driver told me that if my brother dropped any blood in that bus, that I'd have to scrub the whole bus the next day. So he said, you take care of him, because he said, I'm not cleaning up a bus because he got blood all over. So I did my best to take care of him. And my dad went to school the next day, and the bus driver was also the janitor at the school.
Sorry. I'll be right back.
And he, my dad, he was about 6'3". My dad was about 5'3", and he kind of jumped up and got him by the collar and pulled him down and told him, you don't do that to my kids anymore. And he told him what he'd do to him if he ever did that to me or my brother again. So he went off and left us once too, and Dad had to go to school and get on him. We sat out in the snow and the cold, and we had to, from our house, we had to go around a canyon. The end of the canyon was the road, and it curved and went back, even with the house, and out to the main road. And we had to go out the main road to catch the school bus. And the only thing we had for protection was a telephone pole. And that north wind, when it was 5 and 10 below zero, was pretty cold. So I'd sit next to the telephone pole with my back against it and put my little brother in front of me, and I'd hold him close to me, trying to keep us both warm. And the bus driver went off and left us once, and we'd waited for about an hour and a half. Dad called us in, told us, he whistled and told us, come on in. So we went in and got warm, and we just started back, and we were running to catch the bus, and he saw us running, the bus driver did, and he just drove off and left us. Well, Dad went there, and he never bothered us anymore. After two trips with my dad, he decided it wasn't worth it. So, big guy that he was. Dad was little, but he was like a little Vanny Rooster. And he fought pretty good for his kids.
Yeah, it sounds like you sometimes have been like a little Vanny Rooster too, you know?
Well, sometimes I kind of had to, but... Yeah. Life was very hard, and I don't think the kids today have any idea of how hard it was for us before the Depression. There wasn't any money for anybody, hardly. And then the Depression came along, and the banks took everything you had. They took everything my dad had, put in the bank. He sold all of our furniture and everything we had, his team and his wagon and all of that stuff, and sold it and put the money in the bank so we could start over when the kids quit being sick. And as it happened, why, the banks closed. He got one 50-cent check. When I was about 8 years old, he got one check for 50 cents. That's all he got from all the money he had in the bank. Several thousand he'd put in the bank. And he didn't get anything but 50 cents back out of it from the, when the banks all went closed, you know, so took everything.